China's exploding economy has sparked a boom in construction, but there are signs that boom may be going bust. Analysts say there are at least a dozen cities that have invested billions of dollars in new residential and commercial districts that today are pretty empty, modern-day ghost towns. Speculators are snapping up these new properties as investments, places to stash cash, in anticipation of China's national goal, which is to move hundreds of millions of rural Chinese to these cities over the next decade. But so far, the investment doesn't seem to be paying off. The BBC's Robert Peston visited one of these cities in northern China.
I'm in the Inner Mongolian region of Ordos, and I have to say, I've never seen anything quite like it. As far as the eye can see, there's construction work, office blocks being created, apartment buildings being put up, shopping malls being sculpted out of the plain. It's as though a civilization is being built from scratch in record-breaking time.
I asked the local Communist Party official in charge of attracting investment to the region, Mrs. Lang Lingxiang, how many people and what kind of people she's building for in this pristine new town of Kangbashi in Ordos.
Our plan is in 10 years this will be a city for 1 million people. There will be many young professionals, white-collar workers and intellectuals.
As we drive through the new city, it's clear that this is not town planning as we know it in the West. In the space of just a few years, an enormous library has been built, a futuristic museum, an opera house shaped like a Mongolian national hat. We've just passed the most enormous exhibition centre. There's a brand new stadium. There are sculptures everywhere of giant horses, of the great struggle of the Mongolian people, and a number of monuments to perhaps the most famous Mongolian of all, Genghis Khan, who's said to have died somewhere here. Certainly something of his ambition appears to have been reborn in the development of this astonishing city.
But right now, Kangbashi has something of the feel of a ghost town, because only 20,000 to 30,000 people actually live here. Mrs. Wang insists that doesn't mean that Kangbashi is a spectacular white elephant.
Up to now, we think the speed of development here has been the right speed. It's been matching the economic development of Ordos.
Not everyone agrees that Kangbashi is an example of sensible long-term planning. Patrick Chovanec is an economist at Beijing Tsinghua University.
I think Ordos is a classic example of something that's happening all over China, which is people are buying homes, not necessarily to live in, but as a store of value, a place to stash their cash, and they're buying multiple homes and leaving them vacant. It's not sustainable. I do think that there is a real imbalance in the housing market in China, and I think it is something for people to worry about. And the fact that it doesn't look like the sort of bubble that you may have seen in the U.S. or in Europe doesn't mean that it's not a source of worry.
Kangbashi is a manifestation of a China-wide problem. Homes are being built not to satisfy the housing needs of the hundreds of millions of rural poor whose migration to cities is one of China's so-called megatrends, but to provide investments for the rapidly growing Chinese middle class. And they're keeping these properties empty. They're not renting them out because in China, a used property is less valuable than a brand new unlived-in property. So all over China, new apartment blocks are bereft of lights at night. They stand largely empty. This building boom looks like a dangerous property bubble and a social tragedy, because for all its extraordinary progress over the past 30 years, average earnings in China remain a fraction of those in the developed world, and millions of Chinese would love the opportunity to live amidst the wide avenues and manicured parks of the ghost town of Kangbashi, but it seems they just can't get in.
That report from the BBC's business editor, Robert Peston, in northern China. Just a reminder, you can always listen to our program stream live at hereandnow.org, where you can also go back and listen to archived stories or download a podcast. You can send an email, just click on Contact Us, or you can leave a comment. And we've been expanding there. You can leave a comment below each individual story, so check that out at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, with a building boom in Allen, Texas, they're building a $60 million state-of-the-art high school football stadium. That's in 30 here and now.